A helicopter flies by after taking off from the Camarillo Airport, just a few blocks from where students are using their engineering skills to build model aircraft. 17-year-old Alex Elo of Oxnard is using scissors to cut through cardboard as he builds his airplane.
This is really cool, and I can use this. I can maybe build a career out of this or build a hobby out of this.
He's one of about a dozen high school students taking this aviation class offered at the Ventura County Office of Education in Camarillo. This STEM course is intended to get teenagers excited about engineering and math. It features hands-on activities including launching balloon rockets, constructing a weather station, and using flight simulators. Juliet Herman, Director for Career Education at VCOE, says this is a great way to help students develop a love for science.
When they can put it together in a hands-on application like this, then they get excited, and then the content, the math, and the science behind it, they want to know.
Today's lesson is Make Garbage Fly. Students use household recycled items like cardboard boxes, water bottles and sticks to build small planes that can fly. 15-year-old Eddie Gomez of Fillmore is using an electric sander to sand down foam to create the wings of his plane.
Just to get the basic form of it to make it fly. Our goal is to make it go as far as possible.
His teammate, 15-year-old Andrew Oregon of Fillmore, is using a bench saw to cut a wooden stick. He says he will attach the stick to a water bottle that will become the body of the plane, also known as the fuselage.
We're just getting whatever we see and putting it together and see that, oh yeah, we can make that into an airplane. We just got to use our creativity. And
This we wanted loose because that's the rudder. This has to be tight because it's the stabilizer.
Instructor Robin Sullivan, who's a pilot, is guiding students as they build their planes.
And this is basic aerodynamics. This is what makes airplanes fly. When you look up, how does it stay in the sky? And that's what they're really doing today is they're building airplanes and they have to make it fly. So it's teaching them a lot.
How many feet do you think that is?
17-year-old Evgenia Lout of Camarillo says she has a strategy to make her plane successfully fly.
We're trying to create a plane that has more aerodynamics and a larger wingspan so the lip can make it go higher and last longer. We're making wood since it will be more durable if we have wood instead of just cardboard.
She says her team is incorporating elements of STEM.
We use a lot of mathematics in here. We have to have precise measurements. We use science for the aerodynamics. And we use engineering to put all the stuff together.
The course teaches students the four forces of flight. Elo says they must be in balance.
Lift is what causes the plane to go up. Thrust is what causes it to go forward. Drag makes the plane speed down, and weight makes it fall. If you want the plane to fly, all the weight and the drag and the lift and the thrust all has to be equal.
And then he takes his plane on a test flight by using thrust to throw it forward. The students are having fun and learning, but it's also giving them inspiration to pursue their dreams.
My parents always told me the sky's the limit.
Oregon wants to be either an astronaut or a pilot, and he says that's why he took this class.
Flying, seeing that there's a whole world out there, see there's new possibilities, and there's the whole world is out there for you to grab and take. You gotta take the chances to try something new.
In Camarillo, Deborah Green, KCLU News.